Welcome to Author Voices On Air, and I'm your host, Rick Bell. Our next book, The Struggle to Be Me, is a short and very personal story based on the experiences of the author. Her book maps her journey through life that helped to shape her and gave her the wealth of knowledge and understanding of God that she now wishes to share with others. And it is my pleasure to introduce my next guest, the author of The Struggle to Be Me, Cynthia Harry. Welcome, Cynthia, and thank you for joining me. This is a very personal story. Share with us a little of that journey that motivated you, inspired you to write this book.
Yes, because I'm seeing the confusion and the turmoil in this world, and I'm realizing that without Jesus, the world is really in a proper torment and confusion, which is not God's plan. God's plan is for us to have peace, to have joy, to love each other, and to live in a beautiful world. This is the reason for writing this story.
Now, I mentioned in the introduction that the aim of the book is to help all of mankind with their personal struggles. Mm-hmm. But when you were writing the book, who did you have in mind as a reader? Who did you write the book for, and why?
I had in mind as a readers as the governments of the world, for them to realize that the laws they are passing is against God. We need laws of the Bible. The Bible gives the right law for us, the law that we should live by, and the law we should live by is love, is peace, is joy. That's what God wants us to have as human beings. That's the reason for really writing this book, is really to bring man to the point that God came in this earth through Jesus. He alone is God. There's no other God beside him. And man is putting pressure upon man, which is not of God. God is love, and the struggles that I've been through is unnecessary, because God wants each and every one of us to have a free will. And we have a free will, and we don't supposed to be oppressed by another man. Hence, I wrote this book to bring that message to especially people that do not know Jesus as God. They're making Jesus into what they want, but Jesus is God, and I prove that by my life story.
Now, you mentioned there that the book is a message. If you could choose one thing from the book that you want readers and listeners to take away and learn, what would that one thing be?
The one thing I want them to know that Jesus is God. He has a book or literature for us to read and for us to follow, and the only way we will find peace is having him in our hearts. And he could only come in when we realize we have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and then we will have peace, and each man has peace, and there will be peace on the earth. That's the one thing I would like taken from this book.
When you write the book, you must have been aware that obviously there are similar books on the same topic. How would you feel that your book differs, and what sets it apart from other books on the same or similar topics?
Yeah, the difference is I have proved Jesus is real in my life. The people who wrote the book, on many books are written on the same topic, but they have written it taking words from the gospel or taking it from the scripture, but they have not lived and experienced the truth. But I have experienced the truth. I have experienced the stuff as Joseph and the others in the scripture has been through. Those leaders, those prophets who actually die because of Jesus, like Paul. And I recognize living with God, you really have to give up everything, and he fills you with his love, and he fills you with his peace, and his joy, and that is a very personal experience. And writing about it and not experiencing it, is a different story. You're telling someone something that you think, but when you experience, you know it is true. So I have proved the truth of the scripture.
Where and when in your life does this story take place, or is it really a bit of your whole life?
It is a part of the time I really get to know Jesus in my heart. And that was when I've been going through the real rough time. I always love God because I know God was in heaven. And I always fear God because that was what I was taught as a child. I was taught by my parents that God is in heaven. Whether you see him or not, he will punish you for doing wrong things. And he blesses you for doing the right things. But I thought he was in heaven. I didn't realize he comes and he lives in you. When I was under real, real stress and really would have been finished or gone, probably take my life, I recognize he came within me by reading the Bible and praying. And that spirit came in me and gave me comfort, and it gave me a peace, and it helped me with all the stress. I gave up stuff, everything. I gave up all stuff and to follow him, because I discover a love, a joy, a peace through the turmoil. And I realize that is what every man needs, that peace, that joy, that love. And once we have that, we cannot kill each other. We cannot do the things we are doing. We are going to love each other, and we are going to care for the earth that God put us on.
Now, if I asked you to choose three words that you feel would best describe this book and this story that you're telling, what would those three words be?
Well, it would be, first of all, love. It would be peace. And it would be joy in you. That is personal experience. And you could only get that through Jesus Christ.
Now, when you were writing this book, this is the first book you've written, I understand. Now, when you were writing this book, it must have been quite a challenge for you. What was the most challenging part for you, and what was the most rewarding part, and if I can say the most fun part of writing this book?
Yes, the rewarding part was I realized that we have to have peace on this earth. Things were going bad already, and I'm realizing that without Jesus, there will be no peace. It will be only more turmoil. It will be only more war. So I write this book and send it really to non-Christian establishment with the hope that they can bring it into the world to let the world know the only way out is Jesus Christ. This is really not the first book. That's the first one I published out there. I wrote two others before, but it's not in the all day. But this is not the first one. But this is the first one I sent out with the hope that it would go through to the world, to the prime ministers, to the leaders in every part of the world. This is where I want this to go. It's not to the non-Christians. I want people to know there's only one God, and that is Jesus. And they could go no other way to God except through Jesus. And my own experience let me know that's the fact and that's the truth.
How did you find the challenge of really sharing what was undoubtedly a very, very difficult chapter in your life? How did you find yourself able to share that and open up in this book?
Yeah, this was after I go through everything, and I found that at the end, at the end of everything, I discovered that what Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will be added. I discovered that everything happened. And at the end of this, without any big effort, I just discovered I had a beautiful home. I had a peace. I had a joy. I had a palace to live in. And all my children were grown up. They are gone. They left me. And there was this, you know, this joy that, you know, I only discovered that it was real. I even asked God, oh, that's what you mean when you say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will be added. That's when I recognize the truth of living with Jesus in your life and for him to take on the stress and the strain. That was after all the problems. Then I discover this is what the world needs. And it needs someone that will experience it. It doesn't need people who is just writing it from the Bible. It needs people who experience the truth of living with Jesus personally upon the earth.
Now, is there anything that we haven't covered here today that you feel that you want people to know and that you feel is important to share about your book?
Yeah, the importance is religions don't bring you to God. Religions are not of God. It's relationship with God. And you could only know God through Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. That is the most important thing. And I want ministers, prime ministers, presidents, queens, kings, everybody to know that is only one way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And religions are not of God. That's what I will really, the real, you could either live right or wrong, righteous or unrighteous. And righteousness would only come through Jesus. And I want the world to know that.
Okay. Now, in closing, you mentioned earlier on that this is not, in fact, your first book. But it's the first book that you're sharing with our listeners. Do you have any plans for a follow-up book, a sequel, or another book, maybe on a different subject?
Yes. As soon as I get the opportunity, I will want to write, let's just say, a full book regarding human upon the earth and relationship with God. I would really love to, you know, just combine everything and really make it be seen that the Bible, the Holy Bible, is real. It's true. And we are really, it is our blueprint, man's blueprint, because of my experience.
And once again, many thanks to the author, Cynthia Harry, for joining me today. The Struggle to Be Me is published by Author House and is available direct from the publisher at authorhouse.com/bookstore and all good book stockists. This is Rick Bell for Talking It Radio. Thank you for listening.